Good morning, good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this lovely Wednesday morning?
Good morning there, Brad. So far, so good. Had some interesting anomalies as I'm getting off to my start here, and that is that I've had two encounters this morning of, like, pockets of heavy moisture, humidity. Oh, I see some lightning off in the background. As I was coming through the village, the visibility's good. There's no fog or anything that I could see. And then all of a sudden, my windshield and side windows got fogged up on the outside. It was really cool. And, you know, I hit the wipers. I even wiped the side of the window. That's definitely on the outside. And I'm cruising along, and it did it one more time as I'm heading out of the village, heading your way. So that was kind of interesting. Again, good visibility, no fog to be seen. It was just like this instant moisture, and the truck got, I can see like water droplets on the hood. It was weird. But I do see a storm coming up in front of us. Lynn was pointing out the radar, saying I should probably get to work before it hits. But I definitely see lightning your way. Maybe you're getting rain already.
I'm not hearing anything. If it is, it's light enough that I can't hear it down here in the basement. But I did hear we could be getting some thunderstorms today, so seeing some lightning doesn't, but I thought it was going to be later, but that's interesting that you're seeing it now.
Yeah, like I said, Lynn was showing me the radar before I left, and it was, it looked like a pretty decent storm going to roll through. I don't think it was going to be here long, but I think it was supposed to hit in the quarter to 7 o'clock time frame. Anyway, yeah, cool. So what's new and exciting since I talked to you last?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Yesterday, PJ asked me if I'd meet him down at Knox Farm to go for a walk. We've been doing that off and on since we retired. It's nice. It's a nice place to walk, you know, nice terrain, no traffic, you know, no cars and stuff. But on my way down Bowen Road, I happened to spot some antennas, big antennas. And so I was on a time schedule, so on my way back, I track down these antennas, and there's a house on West Blood Road that has two monster towers, and he's got to have, two big boom Yagi antennas on top, a number of other antennas coming off of them. It was an amazing sight.
Yeah, you can definitely, your eyes will become tuned to spotting those after a while, and you'll drive down the road and you'll pick up on where those antennas live. I don't want to, you know, encourage any kind of stalker creepiness, but you could go on QRZ and do an address search for that street and find all the hams that live there. And then you can go to Google Maps and zoom in and verify that that's the house, if you wanted to. Or, heck, if you ever see anybody there, stop in, say hello, introduce yourself, or knock on the door. I had a friend of mine, old friend of mine, he lives in Florida now, but was a ham, and he would do that. In fact, there was a story once. I wasn't with him. Wait a minute. I was with him. What am I saying? We were, that's what it was. We were on our way back from Dayton. I want to drop a second. Yeah, we were on our way back from Dayton, him and another ham, and myself. And he was interested in buying one of those teardrop trailers. And he motioned this guy to pull over, who's pulling a trailer. And I'm sure the guy thought, you know, I've got something hanging off my trailer, flat tire, something's wrong. And he told the guy, I'm just really interested in buying one of these, and I don't get a chance to check them out. Do you mind if I check out your trailer? This is on the side of the thruway. And the guy let him go in his trailer and check it out. I'm like, this is, well, that's just pushing it a little too far. But I could definitely see it if somebody's outside stopping and saying hello, introduce yourself as a ham.
Yes, I that seems a little bold to stop someone on the highway. That does seem a little bold. And I would, yeah, if there was someone out, I may have stopped and introduced myself. There's a house on my way to, there's another house on my way to my daughter's. He's got two towers with several antennas on them right next to the road. And if I'm alone, I probably might stop and introduce myself, you know. So we'll give that a try.
So do you think you have the rooftop real estate to put up an antenna like that?
Probably, but I don't think that would go over very well.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, it caught your eye, right? It's one of those things that, it's an attention getter. Yeah, Karen might not like it, and your neighbors may not like it, and people might want to stop in to your driveway and knock on your door and introduce themselves. I'm always been a fan of stealthy antennas, and, but yeah. Depends where I end up. If we stay in the apartment complex or go somewhere else, we shall see. Yeah, that lightning's very active. So something's definitely coming. Hopefully I make it there before it hits us.
Yeah, if we were to move for whatever reason, right now it wouldn't be a good time. Because Karen has mentioned that I need a barn. I need a big outbuilding that I can do all my woodworking. I can do all my reloading. You know, I can work on my Dodge. You know, have something where all my activities are in one spot. So I guess I need to win the lottery, and then if I do that, and I had a big enough piece of property, I could probably put up a good size antenna.
Yeah, I think with a couple of high mount points, a long wire antenna really does well. And if it comes down in a storm or something, gets ice on it, you put it back up. No huge cost, and the performance is pretty well, so long as you get the right elevation. How is PJ?
PJ's good. There was a little while that when we would walk, he was like, maybe I shouldn't have retired so soon. Maybe I should still be working. And then other days he's like, this is the best thing in the world to just be able to, you know, text me and go, let's go for a walk. And then we'll go for, yeah, we walked like 3.5 miles yesterday. So, you know, it's a, like an almost 2-hour walk. So overall he's good. He's just getting used to a different way of life, just like me. It's different being retired. This is KE2GDQ.
KE2PCV. Is his wife retired as well? If I want to say, I want to call her Mary, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah, she is retired. I think she does some, helps out like a woman from time to time, so maybe, you know, a little cash under the table or something, but I don't think it's a job per se. But yeah, she's retired, and I believe it is Mary, but he calls her Mare. But I think it is Mary. Sometimes PJ's like, I need to do something, and he'll say, well, then he'll go for a ride, or he'll go for a walk, and he'll walk like it. 4 miles, so he's walking out, you know, different places and just spending time walking. But I think he's told me he needs to find a hobby. that he can spend time with.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I asked if she was retired. It's not like he's sitting around waiting for her to come home every day, and he's got to fill the next 3 hours with something else to do and so on and so forth. But yeah, he was always pretty active as far as I knew. You know, fishing, boating. Obviously, he's not boating right now. Used to do a lot of biking, walking. So I'm glad to hear that he is still staying active, and fortunate that he's struggling to settle into retirement, but he'll find his way. This is K2PCB. I'll pause and say good morning to anyone else that's out there.
KC2PG. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning there, Ross. I didn't hear from you yesterday or see you yesterday. Were you keeping a low profile or were you on PTO?
I was on PTO. I had a blood draw, and it wasn't exactly at a good time of day. It was like by around 10:30, 11 o'clock. So it's like, do I go to work and come back, or do a blood draw then go to work? Like I said, like I expect to have in the middle of the day. It's like it wasn't very good timing, and they were booked for a while, and I wanted to get it done, so it was like, okay. So I just took it a day off, and went and got my blood draw.
Oh yeah, I remember you talking about that that fun time coming up, and that you were thinking about taking the day. Okay, I didn't make the correlation to that being yesterday. Well, welcome back.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I guess everything went well, I guess. We'll have to see what my results are, but it should be okay. They normally turn out pretty good. So, how was your Tuesday?
Well, my boss is on vacation this week. So one might think it's a relaxed week. But we have a lot of projects that still need to move forward and some hard dates on when we need to send stuff out to Green Mountain, which is next week. So I'm scrambling to get everything tested and ready. You know, I don't even have anything thought about being packed and shipped. And I still need to write a test plan, ideally before the end of the week. So, yeah, I'm very busy, I guess, is what it's coming down to. And but it's not bad. So far, Monday and Tuesday went by really fast.
That's good. Yeah, hopefully I'm not coming back to too big of a mess when I get back. Usually I do when I take the day off. It just catches up that fast. So I'll turn over to Brad. Good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning, Ross. How are you? I know you said, I had forgotten that you were going to get your blood drawn until after Travis and Jeff had signed off, and that you're going to take the day off. I hope everything went well. Did it?
Yeah, for the most part it did. We'll have to see what the results come back as. It should be good. Last three draws I've had, they haven't had any issues with them, so should be okay on this one.
Was this just your yearly physical blood draw, or is this for something special?
This is just a yearly one. That's nothing there's nothing that popped up on the last one, so hopefully this one does the same. Yeah, this is just to see how things are.
Yeah, last time I went to the doctor, I had to get my blood drawn. I actually went to him first, and then he ordered the blood. But he said, I won't call you in case there's something very abnormal. When I saw the results, nothing was really unusual. I guess my bad cholesterol was higher than it, I won't say it was above the level, but it wasn't low either, so I got to work on that.
Yeah, I guess it depends what you eat, too. I know, I try to eat healthy. I know they said mine was, it said it was a little higher than normal, but I'm like, well, maybe I'll cut back on some of the, I don't really even eat that bad. I guess cut back on meat or something. Okay, I'll turn over to Travis.
Yeah, I guess I can't comment on the blood work. I think I was maybe 2 months away from mine, so. Nothing on that topic. I have been pondering building a base for that vertical antenna that I bought, because it came with a ground spike to mount it, but then I am thinking, oh, what if I want to set up on concrete or some, you know, someplace where I maybe stony or someplace I can't put the spike in the ground. So I'm kind of came up with a couple different concepts that I want to either make out of wood, make out of metal, and I didn't want to just buy something. So I'm working on some concepts that should be pretty inexpensive, easy to throw together, and, you know, quick deployment. Don't want to make it more cumbersome than it needs to be. But I did take a ride through the Alden Town Park the other day. I don't know if that's a good place to set up. There's a lot of activity over there. People walking the path and games going on. I did take a ride through Como Park, and I think that would be a good one. And, you know, there's restrooms there. Maybe setting up at Walden Pond Park. That one doesn't seem too bad either. Yeah, I'd like to, you know, once we get an... Oh, wow, that was cool. Once we get a, you know, some nice weekends here, I'd like to get out and about. I know I keep saying it, but I'm definitely working towards it. I've got 6:43, and I'll probably listen to you guys for the next minute or so, and then...
All right, Jess, I will see you on the inside. I hear your timer click away. So, but Brad, did you ever venture down the wormhole of crossband yet on your mobile?
I did read the manual, and it talks about something, you know, 3-to-1, you know, some sort of separation, so I got to look into that. But other than that, that's as far as I've gotten. It's definitely something that sounds very interesting to do. But I still like the idea of having a small node. So I've been doing some research and looking for some Bofang radios, something cheap that I can, you know, spend $20 on or $10, like a used one, and be able to tear it apart. And if something goes bad, then I'm not out a ton of money.
Yeah, the BF-888, or I guess that's the radio to go to. There's forms, obviously there's diagrams and stuff online, tells you what you have to do step by step to mod those things to get them working as nodes.
Yeah, I haven't looked that far into that yet, but I'm sure, I mean, there's everything, you know, like, on YouTube and stuff on how to do things. But as a different note, I don't know if you heard, I was headed down Bowen Road yesterday to East Aurora, and I spotted a couple of antennas, and on my way back home, I swung by the guy's at the house, and there's a house that has two, they've got to be, I'm thinking close to 100-foot towers with multiple antennas on them, and it was just a very impressive sight, just very, very impressive.
Yeah, it's like a brand here. I got parked. Actually, there's a tractor trailer in our parking lot here. It's taking up all our spots.
That's interesting. A tractor trailer, a PCB?
Yeah, it's got quick to load. I don't know if he, you know, it might happen. Maybe he exceeded his drive time, and this is the closest thing he had to park in.
Yeah, that makes sense. They very well could be.
Oh, I can't believe all the storms that they're predicting. They said that it's supposed to be pretty severe. I do see the lightning come in, but and looking at the temperature, and it's in that 47 degrees-ish. I don't know if they're going to get severe. Usually, once the cold here, once they hit the cold, they kind of just die right out.
Yeah, earlier this morning when I was listening to Standard FM broadcast, they gave the weather and said that maybe it was later today, but I thought they said we were going to see some thunderstorms today, but I know it's supposed to warm up a little bit, so maybe there's a warm front coming through that's bringing in the thunder and lightning. Maybe.
Maybe. It might, we'll have to see. Like I said, I don't know. It's supposed to be pretty, active. They even reported these tornadoes yesterday, but I think that threat has kind of gone away by now.
Wow, I didn't hear that we would have any threat of tornadoes in our area, or was it elsewhere in the state?
So it's supposed to be up near our area, but it has, like, you know how that goes. It could be, you know, down in Springville or even farther south, you know, or way up north by Lake Erie. You know, they don't ever pinpoint them, really. Just, it gives you a general warning. Well, surprisingly, my note hasn't tipped off any warnings yet for thunderstorms, so it makes me believe that they're not that severe.
Yeah, that's true. I have not heard your node give a weather report. Now, speaking of your node and your weather report, do you have a name for that voice that, comes across?
You mean the name of the voice that the node announces with?
Yeah, because, when I've got my GPS going on, sometimes I call it Gladys or Audrey or something.
Oh, I don't personally give it a name, no. I know, I think it's a general voice. I think they even use it for announcements on the NOAA transmitting towers. I know the one name is Helen, which may be this one, and the other one is John.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, because I think Thursday night when I was at the club, when the guy was giving his talk, and someone's repeater or node had given some sort of message, and they said, shut up, suck. You know, they gave it a name, and I was just wondering if you had ever given yours a name, because it seems to be something that I do, give names to inanimate objects for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I do.
Yeah, I don't think that's too weird. I think a lot of people name their equipment, I guess you call it, or objects. I know Matt Bueller, he's famous for that. He's got all of his tractors and all the stuff he has. He's got names for them all. I know his tractor, he calls that Big Hawk, and his little tractor, he calls that Little Hawk. So that's his name, his tractor. And he names the Betsy, in the machine in the clean room at work. Yeah, he's got the other, he's got the names for the other ones. I forgot what they were.
Yeah, Matt, I know, is known for that, because I know when he bought the red Dodge pickup from Jim Higby, it became known as Clifford, which makes sense to me.
Yes, I do know Clifford, too. He's named that. Probably he hasn't named his car. He's got just named it as a Honda, his other car. So, yeah. He's got a bunch of different names.
Yeah, my wife and I have done that too, given names to things, and when we talk about it, we're the only ones that know, so I don't think it's a bad thing, but it's kind of funny. It's just, but that's what humans have always done. That's how we communicate, right? We give things to names, or we give names to things, and that's how we communicate. That's humans.
Well, Brad, I think it's about time I go in. You have a good day. Might want to plug your radio. I don't know how bad the lightning. The storm doesn't seem too bad. It's not. It was seemed very active on my way in. I could see a lot of lightning, and now it kind of seems like it's calmed down a little bit. So, but maybe I'll let you get off of there just in case. So, I'll plug your radio. So, KD2DDQ is KC2BET. 33s, I will talk to you tomorrow. I'm sorry, I'm off. Tomorrow's my early. Talk to you Friday.
73. 73, KC2PET, this is K2GDQ, and we'll be clear until the thunderstorms go through. Have a great day.